When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Let's check in. Who did their homework last week? Last week, I gave you an assignment. Did you do it? If you don't know what I'm talking about, pause this episode, go back to listen to last week's episode, do the assignment, and then come back and finish this one. I'll wait. All right, y'all still here? Everybody's still here. That means y'all did the assignment. I also did this assignment and I had to break it up a bit, but on Friday, I really sat down and planned my year based on the parameters that God gave me. And I want to share with you some takeaways from me doing this assignment and also a much needed reminder that I got in the midst of it. Before we get there, quick church announcements. I still have all of my printed books and items on sale. You can go to blessedandbossedup.com. You can go to anchoredmedia.com. We have our podcast planner, the prayer journal, limited edition, God is my CEO prayer journal, the business meeting with God devotional, my latest book, She is Uncompromising. All of those things are 50%+ off. I'm almost out of prayer journal. So if you're on the fence about getting a prayer journal, I highly suggest that you get that ASAP because once those are gone, they're gone. Like I got those printed in China. I'm not going through that process again. Once they're gone. And it's just a really beautiful limited edition journal. So I pray that you get it, but while supplies last. Also, we're doing a fundraiser for the Society. The Society is our membership community that supports the podcast for those who are looking to grow in faith and business with like-minded people. We are raising funds every year around the holidays. We do giving. I usually don't even bring it to the podcast. We just keep it within our community and we give and serve each other in that way. But it's been a tough year for many people. I'm sure y'all are experiencing it. I've experienced it. Like it's been a very tough year financially, globally. And even in with the economy, it's starting to stabilize now, according to all the people who predict that. But it's been rough. And a lot of the need of the people in our group has been financial. And of course, there's only so much we can do. So I wanted to open up the opportunity to give. If you feel led, I'll put the donation link in the show notes. We have a fundraising goal, and if we meet this fundraising goal, we'll really be able to meet the financial needs of our group. We have people who need money for tuition for their children, medical bills, mortgages, just real life stuff that costs a lot. And I wanted to bring it here on the podcast to give you an opportunity to give. 100% of the donations go to the women within the Society. None of this is for me. I'm a business owner. I get paid by selling products and services. And if you ever want to sow into my life, I appreciate it. But this is not that. This is for you to sow into the lives of the women who are investing in themselves by being a part of our community. And of course, we're going to give too, but the amount that we need to really make a difference is a large amount. And so I wanted to bring it on the podcast too. With the amount of listeners that we have, I mean, if everybody gave a dollar, we would far surpass our goal. So whatever you give, big or small, is greatly appreciated. I'm sure the women in a society will appreciate it as well. All right, so let's talk about my biggest takeaway from doing this assignment from last week. If you're someone who has been growing in God and had a relationship with God from quite some time, then you can understand that sometimes throughout the course of our relationship, it's so normal that sometimes we can lose that excitement or that awe feeling as it relates to our relationship with God, if I'm being honest. And one of my prayers, just in general for myself, is that I never want to stop being in awe of God. I don't want to get so used to this journey where I unintentionally minimize how amazing He is, or I unintentionally forget just how powerful and almighty God is. And every now and then I have these moments where I'm like, man, God, you be knowing. And sometimes if we would just get out of our own way, we could really just watch you do what you do. And this was a moment that I had that as I was doing this assignment. Now, I've been vocal over the past year about something that I'm working on is changing my pace, just really slowing down. I have been working hard and at a fast pace for a long time. I am 31 years old. I have been building brands for the past 10 years. I've been working since I was like 14. I went to undergrad. I got a graduate degree. I worked multiple jobs and internships throughout my undergrad experience. I started a business a year after being out of undergrad. I have been a full-time entrepreneur for it'll be 7 years in 2024. So I've just been hustling and grinding and working for a long time, but I'm in a phase and season of my life where God is calling me to, and to be quite honest, I want to change my pace and slow down a bit. And so that's something I've been working on for the last year. And it's difficult because we've been doing something the same way for so long, just abruptly changing that is unrealistic if you think it's going to happen overnight. So for me, it's just a constant walk towards slowing down. It's a constant of being aware of the season and the way that God wants me to work in this season. I have to constantly be aware of it so that I don't go back into old habits. And this is what I was talking about as it relates to creating goals and things that are in alignment with God's plan. You have to really be in communication with Him and sitting with Him to be able to discern what season you're in. Because sometimes it is a season you're going to go head first into your goals or whatever. Sometimes it's a season where you need to take a step back. Sometimes it's a season where you need to be out there and telling people all the amazing things that God is doing. Sometimes it's a season where you have to be hidden. There's a time and a season for everything under the sun. And it is up to God to let us know what season that we're in. And it's up to us to be sensitive to hear it. And then be bold enough to be obedient to it so that we can be in alignment. And that's a huge part of, or the foundational aspect of last week's assignment, is to hear from God on what He has so that you can make sure what you do is consistent with that. So going into this assignment, I already knew that I had to keep in mind that this is a pace of grace. This is a slowing down season. So whatever I was hearing from God, it needed to be implemented in a way that didn't compromise the season that I'm in. And if I'm being honest, I was very frustrated. While I wanted to slow down, while I want this pace of grace, my perception of it was that I was going to be making less money. My perception of that was I wasn't going to be as successful, in air quotes, as I wanted to be, because again, something with me that I'm always honest about is I have to tame my inner hustler. Success is not the trophies that I can accumulate or the accomplishments that I can get done. Success is simply pleasing God. And that's the definition that I have to constantly keep my flesh in check with. And it's something I want you to use to keep your flesh in check with. Success is simply pleasing God. So anything else that you put value in that's not being obedient, you need to rework your perspective. You need to rewire your value system and what you're putting your hope, your trust, and confidence in, because it should not be in what you can accomplish. It should be in Christ. But again, me, a type A recovering overachiever, sometimes I can slip into bad habits. and I can go into what I'm able to accomplish. So the way I looked at the season God had me in, it felt like failure to me, if I'm being frank. It felt like slowing down was somehow going to take away a part of me. So it was this internal battle that I've been dealing with, even in the midst of being obedient. Because my mindset is, God, no matter how I feel about it, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to deal with my feelings on the back end. So as I'm dealing with my feelings on the back end, this is like this internal noise or internal struggle that I was having. Because at the same time, though, I do have young children. I have a 6-month-old, I have a 3-year-old, and I want to have more children. And the reality of my children being young is they need me. And I was listening to something on a radio and it just upset me so bad. And the radio host was asking the person, they were a mompreneur, and the mompreneur had just got their products. I want to say Target. I could be wrong, but let's just say Target. And the radio host was saying, how do you feel, or what advice would you give other moms who are looking to achieve this level of success? And they were saying that sometimes you just got to go all in and grind in your business. You got to decide, am I going to be mom of the year this year, or I'm going to build this business and make this happen for my kids? That made me so mad. It made me so frustrated. I think because I grew up under that mindset to where my mom, she was grinding and making things happen to build a future for me and my siblings. And she did, you know, for the period that she was really building that business, we did well. But at the same time, the cost to me wasn't worth it. The cost was time. The cost was found in relationship. So a big part of me with raising my children is I want to be present. I don't want to be at their school, but on the phone checking emails. I don't want to be doing homework, but my mind is somewhere else. I want to be fully present because they need me. First of all, who are we to assume that we can get a year to go all in our business and then make it up to our kids later? Like, that is a crazy assumption. I want, when God calls me home, that my children remember memories. I want my children to remember that I taught them about Jesus. One of the things that brings me the most joy, my son is in a Christian private school and he comes home and he recites scripture. We were on our way home, and that's because it's built into their curriculum. We were on our way home and he was like, Mommy, I want to watch Jonah and the Whale. And I was like, oh, y'all learned about Jonah and the Whale today? He was like, yeah. And that just made me feel so good. When he's getting put to bed, I'm like, okay, let's say our prayers. He'll pray. As we're coming up on Christmas, he says, it's Jesus' birthday. I told him Santa Claus was the delivery driver, y'all. I'm still trying to figure out some things clearly. But we put the emphasis on Christ. So to see his mind, his young mind develop and Christ be such a foundation of his upbringing, that brings me joy. That's wealth of wisdom.
This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important. And in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price. This episode is brought to you by Indeed. One of the most frustrating aspects of hiring is finding the right person. It takes a long time, and you really want to find the right person quickly so that you can start making the progress that you want to make on your business. If you're in a similar boat and you realize that your business needs to hire somebody yesterday and you want to know how you can find amazing candidates fast, easy, just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. When I was hiring, the process was slow and overwhelming. I wish I had Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed. right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need.
And going back to being an entrepreneurship, we value generational wealth. And what we do is we use generational wealth as a mask to us simply being greedy. Can I be honest? A lot of people are masking greed with generational wealth. Because let's keep it 100. If you get a life insurance policy out on yourself, if you get a life insurance policy out on your child can get a policy that accrues cash value over the length of their life. So by the time they're in college or buying a home or getting married, they could pull cash out of that policy. That's generational wealth. You pass away, your kids inherit your policy. That's generational wealth. You buy the home that you live in and you just stay there and let them inherit it when you pass. That's generational wealth. Or pass it on to them and let them live in it and you go live somewhere else. None of this requires all of this grind and hustle that you're talking about. These insurance policies, you pay your premium. Like, it doesn't require all of what we're putting into it. We're masking greed by calling it generational wealth. Your child don't want an LLC. They want your time. They want you to be present. They want your love. They need wisdom. They need parenting. But I digress. Thank you for letting me have that rant. But going back to pace, I want to change my pace because at the age that my children are, and again, I want to have more children, I want to be fully present. I want to love them and just be with them in the big and small moments. And that is priority. And I believe that God also knows that desire of my heart. And he's been training me to slow down so that I can be able to be for my children who I want to be for them. But again, there's still me, Tatum, the ambitious woman who wants to do and achieve more. And when I sat down with God, this is what I presented to him. I said, God, I hear you. I hear the change of pace. I hear what you say I'm working on next year. I hear what you need from me. But to be honest, I'm afraid that I'm going to have to compromise financially. I'm afraid that I might lose myself if I'm not leaning into my ambition. I'm a bit afraid of the unknown because, God, I've been working so hard for so long. If I'm working less, who am I at that point? Can I be that honest with you guys? Because this is how honest that I was being with God. And I sat there with him doing this assignment, bringing all of the things together. And I started planning for my business. These are things that I've been struggling with and just giving language to that internal noise. So I sat down and I planned for both of my businesses, for Anchor Media for 2024 and for Anchor Media Studios for 2024. Anchor Media Studios, okay, bet. Everything is set. My business partner and I sat down. We talked about things. I'm super excited. That business just makes me very, very excited. So I'm very excited about what's going on in this business. I look at Anchor Media and I start scaling back all the things God told me to scale back on. I'm not taking any clients right now. We're on a wait list. I am pulling back. I'm canceling every single other offering I have besides our main podcast management service. So no more retreats, no more events, just this one service. And I'm capping or a specific number of clients that I'm keeping. And right now I'm on a wait list, so I'm not taking any more at all. So that is that income there is, I looked at it as this income will be limited. And then I listed out the other things. So I'm just doing the society. I'm just doing the managing the clients that I have. And I am, of course, doing this podcast, which is a revenue stream because of advertising. So y'all sat down. I wrote my goals out. After writing out my goals, and my goals are usually very realistic. I mean, earlier on in business, I would make these ridiculous goals because I am slightly delusional and feel like I could do everything or do anything, which is a great, I think a certain level of delusion is necessary in entrepreneurship. And so I have this mindset of like, it can't be that hard. That's always my mindset with things. And sometimes it does bite me in the butt when I overexert myself or make these crazy goals that aren't realistic. But now my goals are a lot more conservative, a lot more reserved. So I sat down, I wrote down my goals, like, okay, and everything was in alignment with the parameters that God gave me. Y'all, I did this. I did my financial projection. So if I meet these goals, then this is how much I can expect to make in 2024. Net, I'm not really concerned about gross income. What I take home is what matters the most to me. I got two kids. So, so looking at the net and doing the math, I was like, God. I bust out laughing and immediately called my husband. And then I sent a voice note to one of my friends who we talk about this stuff all the time. And I was like, I feel so foolish because I'm sitting here worried about compromising money. I'm scared that I'm going to lose myself, all of these things. God allowed me to plan these businesses that honor all of the parameters, that honor and is in alignment with what he has for me. And I'm still going to exceed my net income from previous years by working less. And I was like, and because, of course, these goals are conservative. And I'm sitting there like, oh, my gosh. God, I really feel like a fool. I had to repent and then I had to praise because I was just so happy that all of the things that were fears, all of the internal conflict that I described that I was dealing with was smoke and mirrors. Because when I put that to the side and sat down and allowed God to lead me and just creating these goals, creating this plan, none of what I was worried about is a thing. Me worried about not making enough money, stupid. All of the stress that was building, all of those thoughts, all of the things that the enemy uses to keep us distant from God, to keep us distracted, to keep us doubtful, all of it is lies. And for as much as you can just push past that, resist the enemy and he will flee, is what the word says. For as long as you take those thoughts captive, like the word says, for as long as you put on your full armor of God, utilize your sword, like the word says, I promise you, God will blow your mind. And when I'm talking about blowing your mind, I'm not speaking from this aspect of he going to bless you with this amount of money and da 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 da. No, what I'm saying is he is going to allow you to have such an internal peace. It's not even going to make sense. What, like the word says, a peace that surpasses all understanding. That comes from God. That comes from alignment. That comes from obedience. So some of you, you may be intimidated by the assignment. That's why you haven't done it yet. You may be intimidated by what you're discerning God is telling you to do in this season. And because it's unfamiliar, the enemy is playing on that and planting seeds of doubt, planting seeds of worry, has you fearful, has you, your mind just cluttered to the fact where you're like, I don't even want to sit with God because I don't even want to hear nothing else. This is stressing me out. Push past it and really sit with him and plan it out. And I promise you, he will blow your mind. He will give you peace. He will give you clarity. And even if you're still nervous, because a lot of us, God has called us into some territories that's unfamiliar. But even if you're nervous, even if there's still element of fear there, be obedient anyway and watch how he'll carry you through. So that's it. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. As we wind down to the end of the year, send in some questions. I want to do mailbag episodes for next week. And then the last week of every year, I do a top episode of the year. So I'll do that. But I do want to answer some questions for next week's episode. So you can email them to me, Tatum@TatumTamia.com. You can always DM me on Instagram, TatumTamia, TatumTemia. And that's it. I love you guys. I will talk to you next week.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.